Where the stick is. All right, Grand God Gooshes, welcome back to another episode of Where to Stick It podcast. I am one of your hosts, Pete, and with me, as always,
Lobo,
Prospect,
Grandmaster Jackson,
and Engineer Bob.
And this is our first Patreon exclusive. You know that because you're listening to this on Patreon right now.
Yes. Bonus episode number one.
Boner episode number one. If you're here, you're exclusive, baby.
Boner episode's good. Yeah. I like that.
It's a boner episode.
Do we want to shout out in the Patreon?
I mean, I want to try to remember everyone, but Uncle Tony, thank you. Maria, thank you. Ed Franco, thank you.
And
Ed, thank you. Andy, thank you. Bob, thank you. Dan, thank you.
My brother.
Oh, Nick, thank you.
Nick, thank you.
I think that's it. I think that's the list.
Did we forget anyone?
Fan
I feel like a scumbag.
What about Egg? Did we say Egg?
Yes.
Yeah, we said
yes,
Egg.
We did.
Okay, good. Yeah, well, I think
let's double back.
I think we got everybody.
He's a fucking hero.
Thank you all, MVP, and for anyone new joining us, thank you.
Yeah, if you popped in just for this episode, good for you. You make good choices. Yeah. So, yeah, we're doing this After Dark style. This is not like a movie. We're not doing any movie shit. We are playing Would You Rather. Dan has compiled 42 Would You Rather questions.
And
maybe
honestly,
we'll do all of them. Maybe we won't. We're trying to keep this episode short, you know?
I'd rather not.
It's late.
That's a lot.
Would you rather not?
I'll start out and I'll throw it Bob's way to start out with. I'll do the first one because this is a good one. Bob, would you rather find true love today or win the lottery next year? Assuming you weren't a married man.
All right. Assuming I'm not a married man, true love will win the lottery next year. Win the lottery next year. I can find true love another day.
Yeah. There'll be plenty of true loves once you have all that sweet, sweet money.
There'll be a lot of fake love, too.
What if it's like, psych, a $10 lotto?
Well, it didn't specify that.
Oh, yeah. You're playing with
what about
Genie
you, Dan?
Rules over here.
Oh, fuck it. Give me the cash.
Hell yeah. Prospect.
Sweet, sweet cash.
Why would I need love?
Yeah.
At that point, I have all that money.
Lobo. Cash or ass?
Cash.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I would go money on
that one's unanimous. That was an easy one. Mm.
That was a
warm up question.
Wow, Dan's going to read. Watch out. He wrote these.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask this one to Prospect, and then we'll swing it around. Would you rather have the ability to see 10 minutes into the future or 150 years into the future? 10 minutes?
Be around 150
years. 150 years would be depressing. 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Keep it 10 minutes when you don't buy you shit.
No, it's very advantageous. Lots of things you can see coming
you
that
would
you wouldn't
be
have seen coming before.
Avoid accidental deaths at all times. You'd just be living in the future for the most part. And you could finagle the lottery somehow. You could. 10 minutes.
Is this 10 minutes all the time? Like whenever I want to, I can warp 10 minutes ahead?
Oh. Well, no, you can see. You can't warp there. But you can see
at any time I want to.
Yes.
I could see.
So you can see 10 minutes from now, or you can see 150 years from now.
But you can go full Doctor Strange, like running every
10 minutes I'm going to be fucking?
Yes. Or not fucking and to get the hell out of there.
Exactly.
Or while you're fucking.
Wasting my fucking time.
If it don't last more than 10 minutes.
150 is
I don't even care about less than 10 minutes. It's too long.
Yeah.
Well,
I got things to do.
I think the first thing I'm doing is going to Las Vegas, and I'm going to a roulette table. And
that's
10
minutes.
To,
it's too long.
There you go. Lottery might not work, but doing that is fine because, you would see 10 minutes ahead to when you're sitting at the roulette table that first number, but you'd see the first number coming up. You can now change your future.
I think that's what I would do. So, I agree with Prospect, too. 150 is way too depressing.
Like, it would be interesting, but, as like something that's advantageous to me, 10 minutes is so much more advantageous.
Like, unless you get some sort of almanac to where, like, oh, I'm going to know XYZ, and then you bet on it Back to the Future style.
Right.
It's not going to affect
you in the long
run.
So this might be unanimous. We're saying 10 minutes, right?
It just makes more sense. It would, like Prospect said, first of all, you'd see a car accident happening. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, if at any point you could see 10 minutes into your future, like, you know what's going to happen, you know?
Okay.
150 years is cool, but
yeah, it's too fucking long.
It's pointless. Mm-hmm.
10 minutes. 10 minutes of money.
My grandkids are going to be living large, cool.
Grandkids, forget about it.
Yeah, great grandkids. Forget about grandkids.
Yeah. Forget about any of it because I'm not shitting any of them out.
Good.
You got time. All right, next one.
Good. Don't do it.
give this one to Dan. Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for a decade?
Fuck, this is a real Sophie's choice. Jesus Christ.
I might take jail for 5 years.
Hell no.
A coma for 10 years, Lobo?
A coma's going to be a blink.
But yes.
You're going to wake up again. You're, and be like, yes. Oh, okay.
You're going to go down
I'm
and wake
get
back
raped.
Up. Yes, you lost.
Yeah.
Forget about like getting raped is terrible, but just think about being savagely beaten regularly.
Right. Honestly, there's a lot of people in jail chilling, playing cards.
You're in the right jail.
100%, 100%. But still, you're in jail.
Yeah, but I think you're also I'd be in okay coma.
Honestly, with the tattoo and stuff.
Yeah, I think I
could finagle something to where I wouldn't be someone's peg boy.
It would just be butt stuff twice a week. Tattoo the other five.
Yeah.
Or you'll be tattooing butt holes.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's butt stuff thing. 7 days a week.
Right.
One ring.
Always doing butt
all.
Stuff.
Shit, I don't know.
I don't know.
Is a tough one.
I might be taking jail for 5 years.
Nah, I'm going to coma.
But
coma's
then again,
hard,
Lobo
dog.
Makes a good point.
It's coma's not hard. Coma's easy.
It's a blink.
It's a blink.
You're
yeah.
sleeping.
But you miss 10 years.
I'm going to wake up. I'm going to be like, ugh. Yeah.
But then
you're
you
missing 5 years
you miss
in prison.
Five in prison, and then yeah. you're dealing with prison.
Yeah, but then you come out, and you're like a cool prison dude, as long as you're not like a dick about it.
but then you come out prison hard. And
that's
like
cool.
solid body, yeah. fucking out here running shit.
If you're in a coma, you got to come out with them little twig legs.
Yeah.
Like you haven't walked in 10
and
years.
And a massive
blank slate. You're blank slate.
So
you
what Lobo's saying, he could do 10-year coma standing on his head. Mm. No problem. He's yeah. like, I'm good.
Over 5 years in prison?
But
Lobo,
you got to factor in. You got a daughter. You're going to wake up and she's going to be an
yeah,
adult.
Yeah, at least you could talk
saying,
to her.
Hypothetically, if I didn't have a kid, I'd just blink.
Well, also, yes, hypothetically, like, you're being faced with this point of someone saying, I'm either going to put you in prison for 5 years or I'm going to put you in a coma for 10.
Yeah.
So pick one. Which one do you want?
Yeah.
I think I got to go to jail. I think the time
yeah.
loss is too great. Like you're talking about like double
5 years prison
lost.
Kicks
it's
10
like
years coma
travel.
You don't
coma's like time travel you fall asleep one year you wake up in another
you don't
but you know what my daughter
lose.
Can visit me when I'm in a coma. I don't want to visit me in jail.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah,
that's
you're
true.
Shitting yourself in a coma. That's embarrassing.
You don't lose five years in jail because you still have
yeah.
that
you're
time but
cards.
You lose 10 years completely
gone.
And then you get a massive medical bill at the end of that.
Huge.
I don't want to get raped.
All right, so let's get a common group consensus.
I'm saying prison.
Coma.
Okay.
Prison.
Coma.
Well, jail, actually. It
so
prison,
it's 2-2
jail.
Split.
Oh, yeah, it was jail. Jail's not bad.
Jail's not
oh,
bad.
You know, yeah, it is
yeah.
jail. Still going to go with coma.
Yeah.
Really? Jail's a breeze.
All
right. Prison stinks.
2-2 split. I'm the deciding factor.
Yeah, I'm saying prison.
No, deciding nothing. It's personal choice. It's not like we all have to do this
no,
now.
This is true. Now we all have to do it.
See you later, guys.
Have fun in prison.
Yeah, we're brothers. We'll be all right.
I'm going to do jail. I'll do jail.
You coming to jail with us?
Nice. We'll be roommates. Yeah. We'll make a gang.
You can tattoo my butthole.
Oh,
put a teardrop on it every day that I'm there.
There's already going to be a teardrop coming out of it every day.
It just cries
a man
at night.
Glaze.
Tattoo 2 M's on Dan's butt cheeks.
All right, Lobo, what do you got next?
All right. Would you rather be chronically underdressed or overdressed?
Overdressed.
Overdressed all the
time. It's not even a fucking question.
That's an easy one.
What am I going to look like? Oh, goddamn it. No, you can pick whatever you want, you fucking animal. But overdressed, obviously.
That could be quite embarrassing, though. You're chronically
man, but king over here.
No. Nah. You are never.
Be chronically
you're
underdressed.
Never.
Yeah, nah, it's true.
You could walk into a room, everyone's in sweatpants. If you're in a suit, you still look cool as fuck in a suit.
Mm. I mean, yeah, you'll be that dickhead in a suit, but you're still in a suit.
Yeah, at least
you
sound like a guy in sweatpants at a wedding or something.
Right. Yeah. Much. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, overly dressed.
Yeah, like who would wear jeans and a t-shirt?
I'd rather be wearing a tux
garbage.
And fucking McDonald's than wearing fucking sweats at a wedding.
True.
This one's fucking morose. But would you rather lose your sight or your memories?
Ooh.
Now, are we talking like soap opera amnesia? Like, it'll come.
Sight?
Let's not dive too deep because these are very surface level. Let's take it for what it says. You've lost all your memories.
So
you're a complete
you're starting
person.
Fresh.
You're a complete person. You can
sight.
Speak and you understand what things are.
Sight. You're going to be blind, Lobo?
Yeah, I got to go sight.
Are you guys crazy?
But think of all your memories.
Fuck it, I'll make
new
ones.
It shapes you as a person.
And
yeah,
I agree with Dan.
I agree with Dan.
No, fuck that. I need to see. I need to drive. I need to see the women
I've already lived
to.
This life.
What if they're
I've
ugly prospects?
Mm.
I need my sight. I can't. I'll make new memories. They'll be good.
Yeah.
They'll be full of color.
I feel like that.
And vision.
Every day would be exciting.
Yeah, fuck yeah. What are you going to say, Bob? Something weird?
No, I think... Well, I had actually...
The use of my dick.
I'm going back to the coma.
I would give up. Yeah, I'll take
Is jail on the table still?
I'm going to jail.
No, I think memories, too. Do you know why? Because I have to be useful to my family. And I think like any memories I lost, it's like, oh, hey, Bob, do you remember that time you did that? I was like, I did that? That's cool. I remember that now.
Yeah, exactly. You're blind. You're just a burden.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should have probably picked memories, too, because with the weed, I don't remember a lot of stuff anyway.
Blind people be doing shit.
No, not like people who could see.
Yeah, take my memories.
Take them. Take them away, please. Burn them.
You know what? I might not be so damaged.
Yeah, this is true, but also my profession relies on sight heavily.
Yeah, not memory.
Oh, yeah.
But memories would also include me knowing how to do my job.
No, you can still do everything you did before. You just don't remember things.
I walk in and you go, hey.
Huh? But I would have the muscle memory.
It's like a Jason Bourne situation.
But I have the muscle memory to know what I was doing.
Yeah. You walk into a tattoo shop and you're like, wait a minute.
You could still walk and talk. You didn't lose your motor skills.
You're not a baby again.
Well, how far does memories go? All right. So, yeah, then I got to go memories. Just out of functionality. Yeah.
Fuck sight.
Start off fresh.
Give me the cliff notes of my life. Let's move on.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
I don't, honestly, it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
I can move on pretty quick.
You know what? Sugarcoat it.
Yeah. Let me know the good stuff.
Yeah. Gloss over the bad.
Highlight reel.
Give me the sizzle, baby.
What number are we on, Pete?
Like 7, I think. 6.
This is going to be a 4-parter.
Oh, boy. This is a long one. Would you rather have everyone you know be able to read your thoughts or for everyone you know to have access to your internet history? Fuck neither. Neither of these things.
Internet history all
day. Wait.
Dang.
Are we going internet history regular or the private browser?
Everything
that,
you look
everything
at
you've
online.
Ever looked at, people know. Or they know. What was the other one? All your memories?
Or thoughts?
People can read your thoughts. Or for everyone you know to have access to your internet history.
You have to go internet history because you have to imagine everyone's going to be like, all right, we're going to find porn. Like, that's, you know.
Yeah.
I
guess my internet history
horrifying.
Isn't that bad.
I don't know which is worse, if we're being honest.
My thoughts are horrifying.
Yeah, honestly, you know what? I don't think my internet history would be that bad.
My thoughts are pretty bad.
My thoughts are way worse than the things
like
I look
said,
at on the internet.
What's it going to be? Stepmom porn.
Wow,
cool.
fat ass jiggle.
Yeah
porn,
right.
Mm-hmm. Big
yeah,
tits.
You know what? Internet history.
Yeah, yeah. Take
Listen,
the internet.
Listen, there might be some scary shit in there, but any scary is what's going
it's
on.
It's not
going
to be as dark as my thoughts.
Yeah. Everybody goes down dark roads when they're looking at porn.
Yeah, I'll just
every
say I clicked it by accident.
Absolutely,
I didn't do it.
I've been hacked.
Honestly, I'll blame Bob for my internet history.
Mm. Why me?
You were on my computer.
When?
I don't know.
You control the remote
always.
You tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely do not want people knowing what I'm thinking.
Yeah. At any given time.
No.
Not, never mind, totally. That's insane.
That's a big invasion of privacy.
Yeah, huge.
If they did, I just.
But honestly, internet browser really does illuminate a lot of things.
Maybe, actually, you know what? That might make my life easier because then I wouldn't have to tell people how much I dislike them.
Mm.
True.
Or pretend I do like them, even though I don't.
You guys ready for this one? Would you rather give up air conditioning and heating for the rest of your life? Or give up the internet for the rest of your life?
Internet.
I don't know, dude. The internet?
Yeah.
To never use the internet again.
Yeah. We lived without it.
I wish.
Dude. We lived without it.
Wouldn't have a show, Prospect.
But we lived without it. There was never a time where I want to not have heating or cooling in my
environment.
True.
Yeah.
I'll just live in climate-controlled areas.
Dude, when you walk in... from a fucking super hot day, do you want to watch TV immediately or do
you
want to cool the fuck down?
People lived without air conditioning and people lived without internet.
Yeah, they did.
So both are doable. But I don't know. The internet,
I think it's a generational thing. I don't think anybody past our age will say internet.
Yeah.
I think it's a necessity for a lot of people nowadays. But me personally, I would much prefer it. Air con and fucking heat.
I'm just going to live somewhere climate controlled.
I'm going to do the same thing. Yeah. I need the internet for work.
I need the internet. I cannot have the internet.
What do you mean live somewhere climate controlled? That's using heating and air conditioning.
No, I'll just live somewhere where it's
everybody.
Like kind of like.
You can fax everybody.
Nice, you know?
Fax over that HTML.
I'll leave the window open. I live in nice
just
places.
Fax it. You know.
I live in fucking.
Analog.
I don't know. I was going to say Vegas. It's hot as balls.
I would kind of welcome a loss of the internet.
Maybe.
Same.
I kind of pray for the day the Russians finally take it out entirely.
Yo, the EMP, I'm
the
praying
Russians,
for the day.
The Russians don't know the butts from their elbows.
Because I could still do what I do with an EMP, I think.
I don't know. No.
I can keep a push.
I'm keeping internet.
Mm. All right. All right, next one up, boys. Would you rather never be able to go out during the day or
yes.
never be able to go out during the night?
Day. Oh, that's a tough one.
You'll be pale, Pete.
Yeah, I do like the daytime. I do like
no
the sun.
Vitamin
I'm picking
D.
night as well. I do
I think
like
I'm picking
the daytime.
Night, though. No, I want the night.
No, I never want to go out at night.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the nighttime. You get to do stuff.
I don't know.
Honestly, yeah, I go nighttime.
That's a really rough trade-off.
You're saying get rid of daytime, Lobo? And keep
no,
night?
I get rid of night.
You get rid of night. Only go out at daytime.
Mean,
yeah,
you
I think so,
sleep
too.
Sleep there, too, so you're kind of wasting it if you're just going to sleep during it.
Yeah, I think I would go. I think I would rather go out during
yeah,
the day.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah,
I'm switching.
Utilitarian, like, because...
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Like,
everything's closed. Everyone's
night.
Sleeping. I'm going to be like, what am I doing out here? Walking the streets
Unless
like
you're
a crazy
vampire.
Person.
What,
yeah.
what do you think, Rosby?
I'm going to go night, fellas.
You're going to only go out at night.
Only go out at night. Just because a lot of my life is that anyway, and I move a lot more comfortably. Hmm. Moving around in the daytime, there's a lot of people
But
around.
Don't get me wrong. I do like the night. That was a tough call for mm-hmm. me, but like... If I had to pick one, if I couldn't ever do one of those things again, like...
If I can pick, like, the whole world is going to operate at night, like, normal, cool.
Even in... But even living where we do, I think I could do night.
Oh,
more
yeah.
so than day.
It's the Bronx.
Day's
shit's popping 24/7.
Yeah, day's a lot.
Pruzo's does not close.
Fuck Pruzo's.
No, Pruzo's
ain't
honestly,
shit anymore.
Dude, no, Pruzo's is
Pruzo's
messy
ain't
as
shit
fuck.
Anymore.
They
Pruzo's
fell off hard.
Yeah.
I got a sandwich there last week. I dumped my shorts for like
right,
2 days.
Let's not get this
you know
right in your umbrella.
You know who I blame? Uber.
I agree.
Once
they're
Uber
overwhelmed.
Eats, once
they don't
Uber
give a fuck
eats
anymore.
Hit, they, it, everything started going off the rails.
Shit dropped off.
What you got next, Lobo?
Would you rather have a personal maid or a personal chef?
Yeah, maid.
Chef? Oh, fucking... Y'all
nah.
crazy?
Dude,
I don't
cleaning's
clean.
Easy.
Well, you need somebody
like
to cook
cooking
your turkey.
Cooking is easy, too.
Yeah.
Cooking oh, is just cook as my easy.
But we're talking a chef, Pete, like a Michelin star. I can keep my fuck.
Are
I
we mean, talking that, apartment. Or are we just talking about somebody that's going to cook for you?
No, yeah. it's a chef.
No,
it's a chef.
Let's say it's a chef.
So what?
There's a lot of chefs out there.
There's a fucking chef at McDonald's, bro.
Right.
No matter the caliber of cleaning person, I don't have to clean.
Yeah.
100%.
At all.
I agree with that.
Seriously. My bathroom won't smell like piss.
I'm taking the chef's
My fucking laundry
week.
Will be done.
Why does your bathroom smell like piss?
Because
clean
I piss
it.
Everywhere.
So what are you going to want to cook for you?
Huh? Oh, that's a problem.
You cook eggs yourself.
Yeah, but
2
I have,
seconds.
Yeah, but I have the little egg
Why do you need a chef to cook you eggs?
I gave you the egg cooker.
Yeah, Prospect gave me the egg cooker, but it's hard to use sometimes.
It's literally like, I don't even think there's a button on it.
I'll take the chef.
That's crazy.
I think it's
no, it's crazy.
I'm clean.
Cook,
I like cleaning.
Cook like shit, that's why.
Dan, why don't you come over and clean my house while I make dinner?
Yeah. I will make you dinner for the rest of my life if you clean after me.
You just have to eat vegetables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See rabbit food.
Put some eggs. Put some eggs in the egg genie.
All right. No, this is a matter of perspective 100%. Would you rather be 11 feet tall or 9 inches tall?
Honestly, 9 inches, 7 days a week with the chef in prison.
This is throwing me, I don't know.
And no memories.
9 inches.
And no memories.
No, memories.
No, smaller than
it's
that.
It's so
smaller.
Cute. Yeah, that'd be dope. 11 foot.
Up
you
to
can't
the lid.
Do nothing.
Up to the lid.
You can't do anything.
Yeah, but a house cat could kill you.
Yeah.
But you'd be all right.
But think of how marketable
a
you'd
rat
be.
Could take
yeah.
you out. You could wear doll's clothes.
One egg, you're good for the
I
day.
I am going for 11 foot and have the biggest dick in the world, baby.
No.
But, I agree.
But you need a
what
caveat.
If it's, what
you
if
need
it's,
a caveat
what if it's
for this
11
rule.
Feet tall, smallest dick in the world. Yeah. Nine inches tall, 9 inch
foot dick.
Yo, I didn't
nine
think
inches
that.
Tall, oh, nine inch dick.
9 inch would be kind of cool because like you're tiny.
Yeah,
you could literally go into a vagina at 9 inches.
Yeah,
whereas 11
Punch
feet,
I could explode a vagina at 11 feet. I think, yeah.
but 11 feet, you would have a little elevator button because you would have your normal size dick on
Dude,
an 11
yeah,
foot
I
person.
I think 11 feet, you're too big. I don't think
oh,
you
it's
could do
my
anything.
Normal size dick.
Your regular dick on an 11.
That's
foot
not what
person.
The sentence says.
You
though.
Can't.
No, we're adding shit.
We're
to
adding.
It.
We're
I'm reading
dicks
between
to
the
it
lines.
For no reason.
I'm thinking tiny dick on the big guy, huge dick on the little guy.
Yeah.
You just got to even it out.
I'm going to say 9 because fuck marketing
yeah,
myself.
Inches.
I'd just be stealing shit constantly. Yeah. I'd be like fucking Ant-Man.
No one's going to notice you at 9 inches.
Yeah,
yeah but
right.
like a dollar bill is going to weigh like 70 pounds. You're not going anywhere.
Get like a little fucking Travoy, a little fucking cart.
Oh, yeah, let's
a little dolly. Just, I'll whittle myself a dolly out of a fucking piece of balsa wood.
I'm going 11 feet. I think that'd be pretty cool.
No, I don't know.
Think 11 feet
you can't
as well.
Drive. You can't fly. You can't.
You can't do any of that stuff at 9 inches either.
Yes, you can.
You can fly. You can get on a plane.
You ever see Gizmo? Fly Gremlins? Yeah,
no. All right, okay, here's the thing. Fair enough, you're going true. From the most inconspicuous thing ever to the most conspicuous
you're
thing
huge.
Ever. You are never not going to be seen at 11 feet tall.
I don't mind that.
And then you're like, there's the guy with the tiny penis.
This is not part of the sentence.
His dick is not right. proportional to
I
his
guess
body.
If you're 11 foot, you can play basketball, right?
Play basketball, yeah.
Yeah, you would literally be taking the ball and putting it in the hoop every time. You wouldn't even have to jump.
I don't know. I got the next one. Would you rather vomit on your hero or have your hero vomit on you?
Hero vomit on
when
you.
Everybody vomited on.
Because then they owe you something for the rest of your life.
I guess, but then you got vomit.
The otherwise, you're just embarrassed for the rest of your life. Why would you rather, like,
I honestly, I have
them?
To agree with that.
I
actually.
Might want to puke on my hero.
Why?
Why not?
Who's your hero?
I don't know.
To assert dominance? Like, it doesn't establish some sort of natural
what if I'm
law.
Partying? I'm like, bleh, puke on him. Like, oh, yeah, partied. Lobo puked on people we know.
Yeah. I would much rather puke
our
on.
Boss.
I would much rather puke on anyone than
yeah,
have anyone
on.
Puke on
yeah,
me.
I don't know. Why do I care if yeah, Bruce Willis good. Pukes on me?
I do care if Bruce Willis pukes
exactly.
on me. I don't give a fuck if I puke on him.
100%.
I've been puked on and whatever. Yeah. I keep it pushing. But then they owe me something.
I think I have to get puked on too. That's, nah, that's
I might just
puked on? Fuck that. Yeah. Ugh.
It's okay.
My nine-inch ass? I'm going to be covered. I'll be drowning.
You'd be dead.
Swimming in the shit.
This one's kind of ridiculous.
It's not cumulative.
Yeah, these don't compound yet.
I'm going to do two because this first one is pointless. It says, would you rather be royalty 1,000 years ago or an average person today? Well, I am a fucking average person today,
yeah.
and I'll take something different.
Yeah.
I don't know. 1,000 years ago?
Yeah, yeah. I would like to be
that?
Put into a corset and a petticoat.
1,022?
That would be terrible.
I don't know.
I don't care if
I'm royalty,
rich.
Though.
Yeah, but in terribleness.
Yeah.
People are shitting
I'm
in holes.
I'm still running things. I don't care.
Yeah, but you're running a shithole.
Great. People are doing what I tell them.
Honestly.
I have a cook and a maid.
Yeah.
I might take regular person.
And I'm 9 inches tall.
I'm going regular person.
Yeah, I think
too.
I'm going regular person today, driving a Corvette.
Nah, life chilling. Was easier back then.
What regular person do you know drives a Corvette?
Yeah, you can rent one once in a while.
You're not a regular person, Bobby.
Would you rather be royalty 1,000 years ago or an average person today?
Average person today.
Yeah.
I don't know.
1,000 years ago? All right,
I'll put it very simply. We have shaved pussies.
1,000 years ago wasn't a very good time in history.
I guess.
I love a good muff, and I love
but you could get you could literally get away with so much.
Yeah, but you're only going to live 30 years.
And we have toilet paper. Just throwing that out there.
But if I'm me, then I know how to stay alive longer.
Yeah, I live so much more comfortably.
Average person
royal.
Today.
No. Would you rather wear the same socks for a month or the same underwear for a week?
Oh, the week underwear.
Yeah. It's a shorter amount of time. By the time you get those socks
dirty.
Off, by
socks?
The time you
I
get
agree.
Left,
socks smell after 2 days.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really,
not only that, but if I shower every day, then it's like, okay. It's like,
it's true.
As long as you don't crap
true.
Yourself, you might be all right.
Yeah. Oh, that's a tall order.
Yeah.
Even when you take a leaky piss, like, you're still good for a couple days. Nobody just me? All right, sorry. Oof.
All pisses are leaky.
Yeah.
Especially at this
You got to wipe.
Dab.
Pat it.
Wipe yeah, dab it.
You don't have foreskin catching fucking all of the urine.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
Uncut, just like the episode for the patrons.
Now we know. The more you know.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is for six people.
Six people heard that.
You hear that, Egg? We got foreskin.
Most of them are relatives.
All right. Would you rather watch nothing but Hallmark Christmas movies or nothing but horror movies? This is the stupidest
horror
question.
Movies.
Yeah, much rather.
They're not all winners, Bob.
No, they are, but there's
boobs.
Not a single winner in the Hallmark series.
One at a time,
exactly.
Gentlemen.
Okay, Hallmark movies, obviously.
Horror movies all day.
No, yeah, there's boobs and horror movies.
Yeah, give me horror movies.
It's true. Hallmark movies.
We have Santa's sleigh.
Hallmark movies have
that's
the
a horror
corniest,
movie?
Fucking cheesiest, hokey pokey people in the world.
What do you want? Happy Christmas movies all the time?
Fuck that. If all I could watch is horror movies, I would not watch movies.
Love it.
Well, you don't like horror movies, though.
No.
Love it.
Would you rather spend a week in the forest or a night in a real haunted house?
Haunted house, obviously.
Haunted house all day, seven days a week. It has a toilet.
Fuck that.
Although it's haunted, I'll take the toilet.
Yeah, okay, I'm not going to be a vagina here, and I don't have a problem being outside.
I'm not doing it for the bathroom. I'm doing it for the experience, like an actual haunted house. Nah, yeah, let's see what's fucking
popping. I don't
want to
deal with supernatural shit. I think I'm going
to
go outside.
Some of that stuff can attach to you, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
It can.
Yeah, so can a bear.
That's a good
point. A fucking bear.
American attached to your intestines.
I'm gonna have the coziest sleep in a haunted house.
I don't know, dude.
Sure you are. When you're getting your guts ripped out.
I'm staying outside, honestly.
Like, how are we talking? Like tent setup and just like, hey, I'm out here for a week.
Yeah,
tent living
outside.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, let's do that. That's fun.
I've been outside for a week.
That seems real low stakes.
One day haunted house.
It is very. Either way, it's very low stakes.
One night haunted house. Not even a day.
To keep it low stakes.
I just have the clothes on my back for a week. I don't know.
8 hours in a haunted house.
What's I'm that? Wearing the same underwear for a week and the same socks for a month.
Oh, and you're 9 inches.
Nine inches tall.
I've been in prison for 5 years.
He's right. That would only be like about 8 hours.
8 hours.
You stay up the whole time.
That's it.
And then you go home.
You got to deal with the evil laugh.
I still think I'm going to take the forest because I do want to spend like some time in the forest.
It's nice. It's lovely, dude. It you sleep nice. So good. The fresh air. Yeah.
But the forest, I'm going to do that anyway. Fucking haunted house. I'm just going for the experience. Anyway.
I'm there.
Would you rather find a rat in your kitchen or a roach in your bed?
Rat in the kitchen.
Rat in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Roach in the bed, there's no coming back.
It doesn't matter what the pest is in the bed. That's a huge problem. Yeah, we're moving.
Yeah. Burn it. Burn the 100%. Bed. Burn whoever you're living with. Yeah.
So the haunted house I'm in has a roach in the bed.
I have a hard no eating in my room.
Oh, no. I eat in bed.
Really?
Yeah. No food in the room.
I have a hard no food in my bed. Like, the most that comes into my bedroom is water. That is the most that comes into my bedroom.
Good for you.
No, yeah, I don't. No food in the bedroom.
Full
I'm
dinners.
The same way. I don't have a TV in the bedroom.
Yeah,
no TV in the bedroom either. That shit's for sleeping or banging, and that's it. You're out.
I live in this shit.
Just like the bedroom here.
Prospect's favorite.
I'm living in soup. I'm living in person soup. It's fucking disgusting.
Would you rather, would you rather lose all of your teeth? Or lose a day of your life every time you kiss somebody? Let me read that one more time. Would you rather lose all of your teeth or lose a day of your life every time you kiss somebody?
All right, well, there are dental implants or veneers. So I would guess I would say the teeth because at least I'm not losing more time.
But then you could be like, yo, no kissing. Straight to fucking.
Wait, does
I like making out.
But wait, I like making out too.
Does oral count as making out? Mouth stuff?
Give me dentures.
No, if you're kissing, like kissing.
Yeah, kissing.
All right, just kissing.
Kissing
them. Yeah. So I could still oral, no problem.
What if I use rubber lips like Robin?
Nope.
No.
No kissing.
No. Right.
Every time you do this, you lose the day.
Wow.
I could do full prostitute, no kissing
I'm
for the rest
take
of my life.
I'm going to take veneers.
I couldn't do that.
They're going to take veneers too?
No,
yeah, I'll take the veneers.
Veneers look fucking crazy.
You get implants.
I'll get them in prison.
They look crazy.
Yeah, right? They're going to do it anyway.
And you'll only be 9 inches tall, so you get like a little veneers.
It'll be easy.
Such tiny, tiny little veneers. No, I think I would go full Pretty Woman.
If you were 9 inches tall in prison, you'd be somebody's butt plug every day.
No,
nobody would.
Honestly,
you would only know the inside of people's
Nobody
colon.
Would know I was there.
You would be used to rape other inmates.
They hold me by the feet.
No!
They would need to make a base so you don't get lost in someone's fucking lower intestine.
First of all, it's jail, not prison. They'll use me to get the key from the dog's neck. Unlock the door.
It's 1950
with my 9-inch veneers. Looking good. And my huge dick.
Would you rather be forced to live the same day over and over again for a full year or take 3 years off the end of your life? If it's at the end... Take the 3 years.
Yeah, you never know when the end is coming.
That's true, right?
It could be tomorrow.
Because if the end is 3 years from now, then I'm fucked tomorrow.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, but then again, the same day for a year, that's already a year gone.
You do
that
lose
only leaves
a year.
You two.
So are you time stagnant? Like you're not aging at all? It's just the same day over and
same
over,
day
again.
Over again.
Now we're
Palm Spring scenario.
We're assuming we're conscious for this, right?
Yeah.
Can you die during this period?
I don't know.
not during the refresh period of you.
No, if it's any of the rules of those movies, then you would die and just wake up in the morning again.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that.
I have to go the same day. We could switch it up every time.
I mean, I guess if I'm saying I get to live to a ripe old age, then I say, yeah, whack 3 years off the end. If we're saying we don't know, then yeah, I'd probably take the same day over and over again. Because honestly, you get into a rhythm.
Yeah,
I think so.
Feel the rhythm, feel the ride.
Explore different aspects of your life.
Jump back in, it's bobsled time.
That's it. Same day over and over again. Mm.
Yeah.
Would you rather die in 20 years with no regrets or live to 100 with a lot of regrets?
20 years.
No. 100 years full of regret. That's it. I'm decided. No regret. That's it.
No regret on my regrets.
Full regret. Full regret.
So if I died in 20 years, I'd be 54.
No regrets doesn't mean you did anything good.
No, you just don't regret anything.
I'm just thinking about that. I have to go 100 too.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 100.
Full of regrets. Regretting
those
not making
regrets
it 20
were experiences.
Years.
Every one of those regrets was a story, part of your tale.
Yeah.
I would go 100 years.
Yeah, I'm not tossing 80 years.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm just trying to get out as fast as I can, if we're being honest, guys. So.
Regrets are all character building too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. They're only regrets if you don't learn from it.
Prospect, don't say silly things like that.
Yeah, you're going to live the 90.
You're
going to
pick the 100 years and you're going to be happy.
Full of regrets.
All of your regrets.
Full of regrets.
9 inches tall. Ex-con.
Nice veneers, though. Lovely
beautiful teeth. Beautiful fucking teeth.
Roach in your bed, maid. Personal maid not doing a good job, apparently.
You're making yourself some mac and cheese.
All right. So, would you rather walk to work in heels or drive to work in reverse?
Wow.
Impossible to drive to work.
First of all, this is very offensive. Both of those are very offensive to women because they do both of those things.
Very true. I'm going to do reverse to work because I don't live far from where I work, so it would be pretty quick for me.
Reverse it wouldn't be work. For me, but I would still rather go reverse.
I'm walking here in heels tomorrow.
I'm walking here in heels.
Just
ASAP.
Because. Mm-mm. I'm going to drive here in heels.
Honestly,
reverse.
I might walk here in heels tomorrow because I live next door. Yeah, I'll just walk in heels.
Can't drive here reverse. That's crazy.
Yeah. Lobo, what do you think? Can you make it to the city in heels or are you going to drive
reverse?
Mm. I don't know. That's wild.
Yeah, I'm driving in reverse. Bitch.
Would you rather spend a year at war or a year in prison?
War.
More prison.
War.
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 Because war, I get some frustration out. Prison, I would just be like on the defensive constantly.
Yeah.
I say prison. I don't want to kill anyone.
Yeah, I think I want to do. Well, I don't care, but I don't want to get killed.
Get killed in prison.
You can get killed in prison.
I might take prison again. Make it 6 years.
Man, you are just
I'll take the extra.
He loves prison.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
He's a prison baby.
It's not bad.
He got used to the constant butt plug.
I'm gonna take the extra year in jail.
I'm 9 inches. I got great teeth. I'm just in there.
This is a good one. Would you rather die before or after your significant other?
Before. If you really love that, like, yeah. I would say before.
What?
After.
This way I don't have to watch them go.
No, I want to watch them die.
If I love this person, then no. If it's some horrible shrew that I can't stand, then yes, I would like to see her die. Hmm. I would like to be present when the light leaves her eyes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the perfect scenario.
I don't know how to answer this one either.
No, if it's someone I'm truly in love with, then I would much rather go than have to deal with losing.
Yeah, but then you give them the burden that you're gone. That's rude.
The fuck do I care? I'm dead.
You're dead. Who cares?
I'm going to say after. I'm going to be a nice guy. I'm going to say after.
Good for you.
I don't want to give them that burden.
Shame. I'm going to say after.
I'm going to say before.
I'm going to say after because I want to watch them die.
I'm going to take that burden.
I'm going to say before.
So romantic, Prospect. Yeah. Would you rather have skin that changes color based on your emotions or tattoos appear all over your body depicting what you did yesterday? Color changing skin all day skin.
Yeah,
long.
Right? Yeah.
I'd much rather ready. You know I'm
those
annoyed.
Tattoos are going to get weird.
Yeah.
Weird. I do weird stuff.
Color changing skin. Agree. Unanimous.
No.
Yeah.
I don't need my skin narking on me. Thank you. I'm okay.
It's a pretty good list, Dan, actually. Where'd you get this stuff from?
I wrote all of it myself.
Bullshit.
Would you rather hunt and butcher your own meat?
Pause.
Or never eat meat again?
Pause.
I already made one of these decisions.
So have I. The opposite decision as prospect.
I'd have to go with A. I'd like to hunt and butcher my own meat and never eat meat again.
Yeah, I'd probably do that. Yeah. That's fine. That
get used to it.
Wow.
But what about you, prospect?
he will never kill a cabbage again. Yeah. Get like the primal. Liver King.
Yeah.
Ancestral. Very ancestral. Natural.
Swollen, huge.
Go bite a zebra right on the ass.
Would you rather have people spread a terrible lie about you or have people spread terrible but true tales about you?
That's so interesting.
What's the difference?
That is very interesting.
No, the lie. Give me the lie.
But
terrible,
very interesting.
That's
you can refute,
call.
But people will still believe.
Right.
But if it's something true, then people just know your tea.
Yes, but I feel like both kind of come with that same, like, you can refute it regardless. You know what I mean? Even if they're like, oh, this is true, you can refute it.
Yeah, I'll take the lie.
I don't know.
Got to take the lie, too.
I'll go lie, because you can deny it until you blow in the face.
Terrible truth.
You just want the honesty out there? Are you going to own it after
terrible
the fact,
truth.
Though?
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, whatever, I did that.
Because you know what? A lie could be just as bad, and somebody would believe it. I'd rather know the truth.
I think I might take the terrible truth as well. I'd much prefer it's something I actually did than something that someone's claiming I did.
Yeah, lies could get messy as fuck.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'd rather face the music
I'm
on
going
something.
Truth. I'll switch it over.
Yeah, I'm going truth on that one.
I'll stick with the lie.
Bob. I'm sticking with the lie, too.
All right, next one. Would you rather walk in on your parents having sex
Icky.
Or have them walk in on you having sex?
That one.
That one's happened, so I'll stick with it. I'd rather that than the other way. Not my parents, but other people's parents.
Why are they?
I guess walking in on me, but either one is
walking in on me.
Disgusting.
Yeah, walking in on me.
I don't want that visual.
True.
Yeah, I don't want that visual.
I've walked into the house knowing it was going down, but I've stayed far away. Disgusting.
If I'm only 9 inches, they won't even see what's happening anyway. Doesn't matter.
All right. Would you rather have a third nipple or an extra toe?
Third nipple, hands down.
Extra toe.
Yeah, no one's really going to see the extra
help
toe.
Help my balance.
Yeah, I think I'd go extra toe, too. I was thinking that, too. It kind of be advantageous.
Extra toe, unanimous.
No. It would make shoes weird.
Third nipple,
yeah.
Because you could have it like very easily removed.
Yeah,
like, but you have a third toe. Right?
Or just toe not even off. Removed, just concealable. It's
doesn't fucking Marky Mark have a third nipple?
Yeah, everybody's got a third nipple. It's fine.
Yeah, maybe girls like that. You can show it.
Oh, I'm jumping ahead a little bit because there's a good one in here. And oh, would you rather have a mullet for a year or be bald, no wigs, for 6 months?
So
attacked. Well, attacked. Wow.
Well, no, there's one on there that attacked
me. And
me
Peter
too.
Are gonna
sorry.
Sit this one out. How about you guys answer, and we'll see where everyone falls on the spectrum. I like that.
I'd go a mullet for a year.
Yeah, I'll go a mullet too. I'll have fun with it.
Wow, Pete, do you feel bad?
Because in the same situation, I would 100% choose the mullet.
Yeah, I don't know.
What kind of stupid question is that?
I think I'm gonna take the mullet.
Of course, you would take the mullet.
There's one in there that attacks me. I think it's right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Women love bald men.
Oh, yeah, I do
like,
fine.
That's a thing.
Oh, no, I do A-OK, thank you. But, yeah,
rocking
no.
Everyone's rocking a mullet now. It's just hot.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Honestly, the amount of compliments I get on my hair.
Fuck yeah.
Almost daily is ridiculous.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Pete, anyone compliment your hair or no?
I get a lot of head rubs, though.
Really?
Yes.
Like a kitten?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Like a newborn kitten.
Would you rather solve world hunger or global warming?
Who gives a fuck? Let them all die.
World hunger. Global warming's fake. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, world
global
hunger.
Warming.
Global warming doesn't exist. Global. It's fake.
Warming.
It's fake news.
Because I
hunger.
Think
hunger, people
I
starving.
Think I would go hunger.
Who cares if they get a little
no,
warm
but,
in the summer?
Yes, but then we'll be
global
be
warming
dead anyway. Global warming will help with the world.
Global
hunger.
Warming will sustain life longer, and you can figure out hunger.
We need less people on this planet.
No. If we feed everyone, then they'll figure out global warming.
No, global warming is going to put a fucking.
They'll have.
I like Dan's thing.
Yeah, they'll have
somewhere
bellies.
Some little boy is in some village starving to death, and maybe getting him that meal and keeping him alive. He's the person who grows
think
up and solves
it.
World hunger.
Think about it. You have a full belly. You can think good.
You know what? That's
get it done.
Not only that, but then he realizes.
You think
like,
good.
Oh, global warming is bullshit.
Yeah, you think good. You figure out global warming. It's not that hard. You throw some ice in the sky.
Oh, God.
Cool that bitch down.
Would you rather Oh, God.
Let's hear it.
Travel the world for free for a year or have $100,000 to spend however you please.
$100,000. Fuck the world.
No, I think I might take the world travel.
Here's the thing. This original question was $50,000. I upped it to $100,000.
No, because honestly, like, I feel like... Money wise,
that wouldn't even be a question. No.
Yeah, I feel like traveling the world for a year wherever you want, that could be $100,000 or more.
Now, is food covered too? Are we talking all inclusive?
It's travel for free. Take it at face value.
1 year.
You're traveling for free for a year.
But you're going to come home to nada. Whatever you got at home.
That's fine.
Yeah, no, honestly, I'll take the world travel, man. Yeah.
I could do a lot of shit.
I'm taking $100,000, taking a 1 month vacation, and then getting back on the grind.
I'm taking the hundred grand.
Yeah, I'm taking $100,000.
Nah, give me that.
Traveling.
I'm out for a year.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Catch you in a year.
I'll see everything. Yeah. If I could travel anywhere for free, I will see everything.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather.
And never have to travel again.
Ever. I'll just work the rest of my life. I've seen it all. Done baby. It.
Would you rather you're only able to talk to your dog or for your dog to be able to talk to you, but everyone thinks you're nuts?
Wait.
So you can pull only speak Burgundy. To your dog.
Meaning like no other person?
No other person. I can only talk to my dog. Or my dog can speak to me, but everyone thinks I'm crazy.
I'd take the dog talking to me. First of all, how crazy is someone going to think you are? Because people legit talk to their dogs like they're fucking people. Like, Yeah, that's nonsense. I would much rather talk to other people and be like, oh yeah, my dog talks.
Mm. Unanimous.
He says I should kill everybody.
Yeah, burn it.
Real Son of Sam vibes.
All right, next up. Would you rather be in a zombie apocalypse or a robot apocalypse?
Zombies.
Robo-apocalypse.
Zombies.
I don't know.
You stand more of a chance against zombies. A zombie than you do zombie, against a robot. Yeah.
Robots, and you're not killing
I can
it.
Hack a robot.
No.
Robots can be hacked. Zombies, you cannot.
No.
You cannot reverse that engineering.
A robot can be hacked. You cannot hack a robot.
That's fine. The human species can hack the robots. You cannot reverse engineer a zombie.
No. They're made out of metal alloys that will pierce your skin and murder you.
I gotta go zombies, too. I think you have more of a chance.
Yeah. Honestly, with global warming, them shits are just going to keep getting warmer and warmer. We're going to fry.
What?
Those computers. The robots are going to fry.
No.
No,
they'll learn new coolant systems because they're fucking robots, and they'll figure it out long before we do. No,
you got to go zombies.
Yeah,
I'm going zombies.
And then you can kill zombies too, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, robots, you can get a couple in, but they're never going to stop.
Yeah, zombie, you know.
All right, we're in the last 10.
Except for LeBron.
Would you rather give up your cell phone for a month or bathing for a month?
Oh, the cell phone.
Cell phone.
What am I, a fucking
fuck this thing?
Yeah, for a month, cell phone all day.
Dude, there hasn't been hot water in my apartment since yesterday morning. I'm dying. Like, I'm crawling out of my fucking skin, and I'm washing my fucking face every day. I'm fucking doing the best I can.
Fucking prostitute
as best as I can. And I feel awful.
You switch between hot and cold.
Yeah, come live with me in Prospect.
Yeah.
I'm good.
It's great.
So, yeah.
Shitting.
Take this fucking stupid thing away from me.
Umbrellas. Open it up in the shower.
Just go in the bedroom and just jerk off wherever I want.
Right on the carpet.
The carpet's all over the room.
Exactly.
I'll do another one. Oh, no. We'll go ahead. The next one is another easy one for me. 34, I think.
Would you rather spend a year entirely alone or a year without a home?
Alone.
Fuck everybody else.
Yeah.
Alone.
I don't want to be outside for a whole year.
I will read so many books in 1 year, and then I'll come say hi to everybody after that.
Yep.
What are you, nuts?
I will set the Guinness World Record for whacking off.
Yes.
For most times, whacked it in a year.
Rub it off. It's gone.
I don't even have one.
Come see me in a year.
It'll be so smooth. Like a Ken doll.
So smooth.
Would you
I rubbed
rather?
All the veins out.
It's like a bullet down there. It's crazy. Would you rather buy all used underwear or use all used toothbrushes?
Oh.
I feel like you can wash a pair of underwear and
wash them.
It's still going to be icky, but at least you
washed it. But what if we're talking like tidy whities, but just destroyed?
Like brown stain, tidy one.
Brown, brown and yellow.
Yeah,
all
but a toothbrush,
over.
Bro.
Toothbrush is different, though.
Yeah, but brown and yellow well, on tidy whiteys.
A toothbrush you could also boil in.
I was
like,
thinking that. I guess you could boil a toothbrush.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna have to go undies because you could bleach. You could bleach on these. Yeah. You could wash them on high temp wash.
Yeah, I'll go with the underwear.
A toothbrush, bro.
Putting anything that's in my mouth is weird.
That's.
And we're just assuming that the person before us only used it on their mouth and not for other things.
If you were over my crib and you were like, yo, I shit myself, I need a pair of underwear, I'd be like, bet, I'll throw you a clean pair of underwear.
Yeah.
But if you were like, yo, I just threw up, can I use your toothbrush real quick?
Nah.
No on both parties.
Yeah, no from two people.
I just love your hypothetical bet. Yeah, if you shit my pants.
Did you shit my pants? Did you just shit my pants?
I'm going to give you underwear.
Yeah.
Oof.
That's gross. Toothbrush is too much.
You can't go, you can't.
All right, here's a good one. Would you rather lose the ability to read or lose the ability to speak?
Read.
I barely read now.
Honestly, I'd rather talk to people.
Yeah. Nah.
Speak.
Yeah, speak. I don't want to be a dumb.
I don't know if I need to read.
What do you think, Bob? Speak or read?
I'm thinking read.
Give up the ability to read?
Then you can't say anything. People are like, what do you want, sir? And you're like,
sign language, son.
Fucking this shit.
I don't know. No one knows that.
Yeah.
No one knows sign. Who knows sign language?
I feel like I could just wing it. Like if
because I'm not an illiterate, I can actually write.
Yes,
notes.
But I could talk to people. Like, hey, listen, dude, I can't it's read, true, but I want notes. This. Yeah.
But are you
tell people,
sign languaging
read.
On a podcast?
Yes,
that's a good one.
Yeah. I am. This is a good.
I'll just tell
the Stephen Hawking fucking thing. Then
see, listen, I can't read, but you know, I just want the sign. All
right, next up, would you rather be beautiful and stupid or unattractive?
And they'd be like, sir, this is not a delicatessen. You walked into a Best Buy because you can't fucking read.
That's all right. They'll redirect me.
Yeah, but he would know. He would know the shape of the signs, though.
Yeah, Bob, what's the question?
Oh, would you rather be beautiful and stupid or unattractive but a genius?
Ah, beautiful and stupid.
Beautiful,
wonderful.
Stupid.
Yeah,
beautiful, stupid.
The
you
doors
get,
just
you get
open
ahead
up
so much farther in life.
Yeah. Way farther in life.
Unanimous.
Unattractive and a genius.
Now,
Stephen Hawking was unattractive and a genius.
Yeah, look at him now.
Dead. Well, he's dead.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs dead.
Would you rather have 7 fingers on each hand or 7 toes on each foot?
How many extras is that?
2. 4 total.
So that's a lot of fingers.
I think I'd go hands.
I got to go hands too, because Prospect said that about the shoes
hands.
The other day. Like that's, yeah. No, hands.
I mean, 2 extra fingers, like you could do more shit, I guess.
Yeah.
Could accomplish a lot
more.
Where
would you put them? Like, do you put them on the side here?
Yeah, no, you have 2
honestly,
more.
You put one here.
Or do you put one in between the thumb?
Yeah, right in between
the
thumb.
Index finger.
Oh, yeah, there's a good space. You
maybe
get at
throw
least
a baby one right here.
And no, you have 2, like, little prehensory ones coming out.
Or maybe
out
your hand is just, it's just a hand
bigger.
Designed for 7 fingers. So.
It's like that. Yeah, 2 more come out of it.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, shoes would
look
real
that.
Stupid.
You see that, Bob? But they go this way.
That's what I'm saying.
Shoes would look stupid.
But you then
you'd have like gorilla feet. You'd be able to do whatever with them bad boys.
Do you want to though?
You can never wear shoes ever again.
You'd
7
be like fucking Hank McCoy from the X-Men.
I'm good. 7 fingers all day.
Yeah, no, definitely go 7 fingers.
But then
I'm just arguing the toe thing.
But then everyone sees you could hide your feet.
Yeah, but you could finger 2 girls at once.
You could finger 3 girls at once and have an extra finger.
You can still do that now.
I can't convince
one hand?
I can't convince one girl to get fingered. Where am I getting 7?
Yeah. Oh, hey, girls. I have 21 fingers.
Ladies, it's time to get fingered.
Gross.
I had 14 digis and I don't know where to put them.
Sir, you're 9 inches. Get away from me. Teeth look great. Oh, wait. You lost them all kissing?
No, you're losing years of your life kissing.
What do we got, Lobo?
Would you rather work the job you have now for a year at double your current rate of pay?
Yes, please.
Or have 1 year...
Wait, never say yes to the first offer.
Yeah,
or
have 1 year off with what you're making now.
Ooh.
Oh, opportunity.
Double pay, that's nice.
Doing
1 year
pay.
Off making regular bread.
I like what I'm doing. I'm doing double pay, I think.
Yeah, I think double pay makes the most sense. Because
you want to know why? If you're off, you're going to spend money every fucking day. Money, money, money. You leave your house, it's $100.
It's true. You'd be spending
bro.
A lot.
Fuck yeah, you'd be spending
really
mad
is,
money.
Bro.
Just give me double pay.
I hate leaving
I'll keep busy at work.
And you'd get sucked into buying stupid shit because you're bored
you
and you're not working.
You want to know why we answer that? Capitalism. We all said, money, money, money.
Makes the world go around.
Yeah.
Would you rather be always stuck in traffic, but find a perfect parking spot.
Mm, that's a nice payoff.
Or never hit traffic, but always take forever to park.
Oh, I hate that.
Well, see, now my life being right now, my life right now is both of the terrible things there.
Yeah.
Being stuck in a lot of traffic and having shit parking situations. I think I would choose
parking. Perfect parking.
Perfect parking.
Yeah. Perfect parking.
Here's a fun fact about the cloud that looms over my life. The one thing we are blessed with is parking.
Mm-hmm.
I will find parking in front of whatever venue I go to, whatever fucking establishment I need. Outside of certain outlying things, I will always find parking. Traffic, I don't mind. It's fine.
I don't mind traffic.
You can find things to fill that void.
I will
like
smoke a lot of weed.
Podcasts. You can enjoy traffic.
And be A-okay.
I'm taking traffic, man.
Traffic and parking.
I fucking can't park. Hate traffic.
There's nowhere to park. You'd be stuck on the block.
No,
for
it's
years.
Not that there's nowhere to park. It just takes a while to find a parking spot.
I've searched for hours for parking. It makes my skin crawl.
Hate traffic.
I don't know. Nothing's worse than fucking driving around Manhattan looking for a damn parking spot.
Yeah,
I feel that.
Would you rather run at 100 miles an hour or fly at 20 miles an hour?
Fly.
20 miles an hour flying's pretty quick, but 100 mile an hour running, I'll be dipping it.
But I can fucking fly.
I think I'm going to go running too. As much flying sounds awesome, but you can cover so much more fucking ground that way, man. 100 miles an hour? Running. You could be in fucking Atlantic City in 2 hours.
I would still fly for 4 hours and just vibe. Then
flying's flying.
I don't know. I think I might take
flying.
Running.
I'm gonna go for running.
I gotta go flying.
I'm like a bird. I want to fly away, baby.
Yeah, I'm gonna take flying.
I'm full Nelly.
Flying. You're cruising. I just want to get there.
I could drive 100 miles an hour. I'm gonna take driving. I'm gonna take flying.
I'm gonna take my alpha.
All right, guys. The last one.
Oh boy.
Would you rather detect every lie you hear or get away with every lie you tell?
Ooh, get away with the lies, baby.
Hell yeah.
I would be telling the wild shit. I would be like, my dick is 10 inches long.
But tell me lies. Tell me, sweet little lies.
I would rather detect every lie.
No.
I could care less.
I don't give a shit.
What I don't know doesn't hurt me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather detect.
No, I'd rather get away with murder out here.
Yeah, Bob. You know the song.
Not murder per se, but I just think.
Oh, no. I would murder people. I didn't say I didn't.
Who sings this song?
Tell me my. No fucking clue.
Pete's thinking hard about this.
I am. This is a
tough for me. I'm taking.
You could be like, oh,
lies.
I remember you didn't pay me last night, and I can keep paying you every 2 minutes.
I do pretty damn good.
No, I think I would take detect lies.
What?
And I'll tell you why, because that's super advantageous. When you know you're being bullshitted, it does put you in a different position.
But sussing it out's fun.
But when you can get away with everything.
Yeah.
Listen, man. It's not that hard to lie to people. Let's be serious here. It's not. It isn't a superpower. It's just a matter of.
But when it
convincing.
Is a superpower,
yeah, I'll be in the bank. I'll be like, oh, I used the ATM, put like 10 grand there, and it fucking didn't work. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, really? That's a problem. I'm gonna give you 10 grand, I guess.
Nah, I think I'm gonna go with lie detector.
You have a lie detector?
Yes.
Yeah, that's stupid. I'll just buy a lie detector machine and I'll
take
the other
one.
Those
things aren't. Yeah, they're and you're gonna hook everyone up to
a
lie
detector. Carry it around with me. Mm-hmm. Put this on.
No, I gotta get away with it.
You can have murder,
I would love it. I just don't personally think it's that hard to lie to people.
I'll take
No, I can lie to people, no problem. But to guaranteed get away with it, I would love it.
What do you think, Bob?
Detection.
Yeah, Bob. Detection.
Get away with anything.
Nice.
I'm lying.
All right,
patrons, so that was your free episode.
Way longer than it was supposed to be. You know what? We're cutting this in half.
God,
it's going to be two-parter.
You're getting the other half next Christmas.
Yeah, fuck you.
Don't ask for anything for your fucking birthday. This counts for both.
Yeah.
This is way too long. I should have had these questions.
Yeah, we didn't budget. We should have did
but
Secret
you know
Santa.
What? It's the first one. It's the first one. Hype horn. Thank you all for the support. Y'all know where to stay.
Yeah, for real.